Race and racism are tough topics for anyone. But imagine you're a teacher in a classroom of kids trying to make sense of the news these days. A local group called Border Crossers says it's getting a lot of calls to train teachers to talk more honestly about race. WNYC's Beth Fertig went to one of their workshops.
Racism is racial prejudice.
Benny Vasquez is facing a room of about 40 teachers gathered in a semicircle. He's reading a list they've made with their own definitions of racism.
Racism is scary, unintentional. Racism is privilege.
It's a long list, and he uses his marker on the dry erase board to emphasize some of the words.
Racism is felt, it exposes, it's painful, it's deadly, it is real. Racism is real.
Vasquez is co-executive director of Border Crossers, which ran this workshop on a recent Saturday in Manhattan. The teachers were learning how to talk about racism with their students. But with all that painful baggage, where are they supposed to start? Actually, with themselves.
Yes, it can be a burden for people, but that's because we've been taught not to talk about race.
Purvi Shah is one of the facilitators for Border Crossers. See, in order to talk about race with kids and get them to empathize with each other, Shah says teachers need to feel pretty secure about their own identity, even if they don't look anything like their students. Most of the kids in New York City public schools are Latino, Black, or Asian, but 60% of their teachers are white.
Come on down!
At the workshop, the teachers were asked to consider different classroom scenarios involving race. One was with a Mexican girl who's offended by a white classmate who supports Donald Trump. The girl thinks the boy is racist. To diffuse this tricky situation, one teacher suggests how he might approach the boy.
To make sure he doesn't shut down there, and I might be like, gosh, as a white person, I can't imagine what it would be like to be of Mexican descent and have this constant suspicion cast on me. That's got to be really tough.
He's trying, but he's not there yet.
Talk about your own whiteness, not in relation to people of color.
The teacher looks confused for a moment.
I think I might know what you mean.
Yeah,
like,
right.
To say, like, I've never had the experience of my entire group of people being, like, treated as if we, are a problem.
He's catching on now, putting himself in the equation. Specifically
as a white person.
And there it is. Because racism is a subject that requires empathy, Border Crossers wants teachers to be upfront about their own experience, or lack of it. The teachers in the workshop made more suggestions with the Trump scenario. One said the white boy might understand the Mexican girl's perspective better if he imagined a ban on European immigrants.
You would be able to imagine if someone said, whatever your roots are as a white person, we're done. All of the Czechoslovakian people in this country, I don't...
From there, other teachers chimed in on how they could talk about immigration history. It's hard work, but the teachers seemed eager to try. Dominique Mejia is a teacher and dean with the KIPP Charter Network.
I think that no matter your race, this is going to be difficult and uncomfortable work. But if you're coming into an area where you're teaching Black and brown children, it is absolutely your responsibility.
Tawana Green agrees. She's a second grade teacher with a Brooklyn charter school called Citizens of the World.
I didn't realize how difficult or challenging it was to discuss race with someone other than a person that did not, like, I can do it with someone that looks like me. But when I'm in a mixed group, I feel very uncomfortable because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So today, listening to everyone, it's like I'm not the only one that feels like that.
A lot of teachers said they plan to talk to their colleagues next so they can figure out how to use what they've learned. It's easy for outsiders to misinterpret this work as politically correct or making everything about race. But Vasquez says race is an important and powerful topic in schools.
When there's a kid who's struggling with math because he doesn't really understand math, no math, we work with that child.
He says teachers should do the same thing in helping kids understand racism. But first, they can't be afraid of their own feelings. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.